Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Grace Marie Turner being back on the show. You know, in a couple of months, we're going to celebrate her 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Almost 15 years that she's been informing us and educating us on free market healthcare principles and advocating for those and being such a great champion of the free market. And she's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. She's the president of the Galen Institute, and she's one of my heroes. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back.
And a huge fan of Jim Blasingame, truly the champion of small business in America. It's wonderful to be with you, as always.
Good Jim. To have you here, Grace Marie. Okay, you were on the Kudlow Report, Larry Kudlow's show last night on CNBC, and he wanted to talk to you about the recent kind of dust-up between labor unions, and the Obamacare chickens have come home to roost on the unions, haven't they?
You know, it's so amazing. Labor unions, one of the reasons that they supported this health law, I mean, they were certainly ideologically in sync with the president, but they also thought that they would get several million new members by having new healthcare workers unionized.
Right.
But they didn't really look at the other 2,700 or 2,699 pages of
right.
the law.
Well, they had to pass it before they could read it, right?
They find out what's in it. That's right. But they basically are finding out that, oh my goodness, labor unions are businesses too, and they are affected by all the other provisions mm-hmm. that so many businesses are concerned about, including the fact that this is driving up their costs, all the regulations that they're having to comply with, and they are now, they believe that as many as 20 million people, labor union members, their coverage may be at risk.
Explain why.
The law says that if an employee has access to employer-based health insurance, they are not eligible for these massive new subsidies in the exchanges. These are the mechanisms through which the new federal subsidies will be delivered for private health insurance. But if either the employee or his or her family are not have access to coverage at work, then they're not eligible for coverage in the exchanges.
Hmm.
And so that means that a low-wage worker that has to pay, you know, $4,000 or $5,000
right.
for their share of the premium, and they say, "Well, I can't afford that for their family
because of the mandates."
Because that
right?
makes it so expensive.
It has to be a tricked-out policy.
Then
it can't be a basic policy, right?
That's right. Then neither they or their family are eligible for much more generous subsidies in the exchanges. So the labor unions, remember, they were some of the first ones to ask for waivers
right.
from early provisions of Obamacare.
Right.
Now they're saying, well, we want you to change the law so that lower-wage unionized workers can be eligible for these exchange subsidies. Well, you would have thought that would have been something that if they wanted that, they
mm-hmm.
should have negotiated that as part of their
That's
early
right.
deal, because it's not going
to
happen.
Because I'd like
now.
To go back and renegotiate some parts of that for me, too, wouldn't you?
Exactly. And what they're saying is that they want it just for labor union workers. What about anybody else who's in an actually exactly
and
equally situated position?
And isn't
and
some
saying,
of the
oh,
argument
sorry.
Angle that they're going after even provided for in part of the renouncement by the Supreme Court, part of the ruling, didn't it prevent them from? Am I missing that on the with the Medicaid issue?
Well, the Medicaid issue, just basically, the Supreme Court made it optional for the states
right.
to expand Medicaid. And I guess it's possible that there would be some lower wage unionized workers that would be eligible for Medicaid.
But they can't make the states do that, though.
They right? can't make the states do it. And it seems to me that the states really, that the, what the labor unions ought to be doing there is making is bargaining for higher wages. Because if somebody's on Medicaid, that means they're very low wage. And what are you good as the union doing?
Once again, this Obamacare, folks, you've heard me say it all along. And Grace Marie talks about it all the time. This was never about health care reform, folks. If it were, it would be reforming health care. All it's doing is aggregating power to away from the marketplace toward the government. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other seemingly unintended consequences, how other people who were supposed to be helped by Obamacare are not going to be helped. We already now know about the unions. 20 till, right back with Grace Marie Turner. She's with the Galen Institute. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.